even ahead of time, we love to get your weekend calendar all sorted. At a great event happening this Saturday known as Swanfest. It's actually in its third year. And to talk to us about that this morning for Big Bang Events, Adam Ferrier. Good morning, Adam. It's third year, like we said. How is everything going getting ready for Swanfest this year?
Oh, Swanfest is really good. We're excited to have it back for the third year at the Swansea RSL on the grass on the Swansea Channel, and it's going to be a great day. We're looking forward to it.
Look, it is one of those great free events that happens in the Hunter, and yep. Had a look at it last year. It was fantastic. What goes into organising an event like Swanfest? Does it just all come together organically, or does it take a bit of few late nights?
Well, there's a bit of both. There's a lot of people returning to the festival year after year because it's such a good festival. But it does take a bit of organising, and it does take a bit of time. And late nights, yeah, well, they just come with the territory for event management, so you just got to push on.
Fair enough. And keeping everybody on side too, I would imagine.
Well, you've got to look for the devil. Devil's in the detail, so you've got to make sure that you get underneath everything and ensure that everything's organised well enough so if something does go wrong, we're ready for it.
Well, it sounds like you're the man for the job, Adam. Now, with this year's Swanfest, what are some of the exhibits that we should be looking out for when we wake our way there?
Look, there's a lot there. Firstly, we've got the Hunter Valley Wines. There's 10 of those guys coming in. We've got about over 30 market stalls to enjoy. And they have a host of things, from clothing to sugar and spice to farm fresh produce to cupcakes. And then you move on to the food and coffee stalls. We've got lots of choice with what you can buy there. And then we've got a whole host of entertainment and activities for the kids all the way throughout the day. And a stage that has live entertainment, local live entertainment, which I'm really excited about this year.
Yeah, we love it when there's some great local entertainment. And, of course, being that it doesn't cost you anything to have a look around. What are the main things that you definitely want to make sure we don't miss out on or just get across the whole thing?
I reckon across the whole thing, you'd have to go to the Hunter Valley Wines to check out, what's coming through the Hunter, and have a taste of all their lovely wines. I wouldn't mind seeing the Summerland Kings in the afternoon, which is a local band, local sort of pop rock band out front. And obviously inside of the markets, I really like the cupcakes and get the kids face painted, which is always a good thing.
I think I'll see you at the cupcake stand by the same thing. We know it is a free event on Saturday. Can you just give us the times, please, so we can make sure we're there?
Yeah, look, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Saturday, 27th, and it's in front of the Swansea RSL. So best to get a bus, or if you're going to drive, just make sure you park and walk into the area, just across the bridge on your left-hand side.
Great, Adam. Again, thank you for your part in putting this together in its third year. I guess we'll see you back next year to do it again.
Fantastic, Mark. Yeah, look, I'll be back. It's one of those events that I really like to do every May, and it's such good weather in that type of year. So, yeah, we look forward to it every year.
Fingers crossed we do get nice weather for the weekend. Adam Ferrier joining us there from Swanfest, happening this Saturday in Swansea, 2NURFM.